W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Ah, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats. Okay.
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure.
Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out devilradio927.com.
You must hate trying to converse with me then, because all I do is text.
And that's why I call you.
Jay is a forager of funny tunes that are tangentially connected to the topic at hand. Just never turn civic media off.
Just have us on,
all the time. Tell Alexa, just keep it going.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! I am back! Oh my gosh!
Thank heavens.
Sunday scaries were at a whole different level yesterday. Oh man, I was like, do I remember how to do this? It's been a minute since I've been sitting in this big chair behind this big microphone, and I don't even know if I can get the camera to work right now as far as just people touching my stuff.
Yeah, things happened when you were gone.
So Jay Mandair, how are you?
I am so glad you're back.
I have missed you.
I have missed you too. We've all missed you, and you had great fill-in hosts, Dan Schaefer and Joe Kopecky. And, of course, Philip Morris, and then Carol Kane came in with me for a couple of days. But it's always nice to have the home team back.
The home team!
Yeah.
We're back. We're revitalized, refreshed, bronzed.
When is the last time you took a two-week vacation?
I don't know if I've ever taken a two-week vacation.
Seriously.
Because I think the only thing close to this was with my ex-boyfriend, who was French. We would go over, but that wasn't really a vacation, because I would say that when you're visiting your like significant other's family, most of whom who don't speak the same language as you.
Oh boy, that's not a lot of
fun. It's not necessarily relaxing.
No.
It's a lot of, okay.
Sure.
And like speaking slowly and the very little French I actually picked up. So this was the first time I've actually taken that much time and actually didn't work. Because I think ahead of time we were joking about, was I really going to be able to go that long without working? And I'll be honest, I was on my phone a fair amount.
Okay. Because you were texting folks and
stuff. Texting folks. I was on, I would consume things. But the trick was on me, because I had brought my laptop, and Mike had said, if you bring that laptop, I'm throwing it into the ocean. And I said, I'm just going to bring it anyways. I was, because I thought I was going to like work on, we got our wedding photos back. So I was going to work on like albums and stuff like that.
Sure.
But because I'm me, of course, on the flight in between, we ended up flying because there was the tropical
Hurricane
storm, Nicole.
Right.
We had to reroute and go to Miami instead of Orlando. And on the flight from Chicago to Miami, I left my entire little bag of my computer charger, external batteries, and I just, once my computer was dead, it was dead.
Oh,
and there was
man.
Nothing I could do about it. Really didn't work much. Really didn't work at all. Or at least I had lots of thoughts, but really didn't work at all until yesterday. And so it was a true vacation. And so I have the 10 things I learned about vacation, but in general, just want to set up what's coming up on today's show.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. And so, what did I miss? We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. What did I miss in the last 2 weeks? I have a rundown of kind of my summary of what through osmosis I think happened while I was gone. But shoot us a text at the bottom of the hour and let me know what I missed. And then at 12, we're going to be joined by Elsie Flennard, who is the mayor of Podcast Town.
Yes.
And he has started a new academy. So if you're interested in learning how to podcast, you'll want to turn in for this segment at 12:30. How much do Black Friday and Cyber Monday dictate your shopping habits? And how much do they ruin your holiday weekend? Let us know. At 1 p.m., we will talk about that Packers. I will say loss, but I actually felt kind of good about it.
Did you?
I mean, besides the fact that I have Jalen Hurts as my fantasy football quarterback, so that didn't hurt. But, you know, I had some hopeful thoughts about how we actually looked compared to how the season's been. So Paul Noonan from Acme Packing Company will be back for Packers Pundit Playback. And at 1:30, what is your definition of a good job?
What does it mean?
Because I don't know if we have a shared definition as a society of what a good job is. But there's one group that has tried to nail down that definition. So we'll see if you agree or disagree with what they found. But for this first half hour, I have some thoughts on things that I learned while on vacation.
Excellent.
So we'll probably do five now and see how far we get. And then we'll do five when we come back.
All right.
But 10 things I learned on my two-week honeymoon in Aruba and Curaçao. Number one, pick a partner you can spend 2 weeks straight with.
That's not as easy as people think.
And I mean, there's so much that goes into it. I mean, what that actually means, because it's you can spend 2 weeks straight with, you can be on vacation with, you travel well together. But this, we don't really bicker much anyways. We tease each other a lot. But this is my first relationship ever, which is probably why I married him, where we don't like argue very much. We get along very well. But it's also the picking the person who wants to do the same things on vacation. You know, what I realized about Aruba is, having not been there, is there are certainly places in Aruba that might as well be Florida in the way that they're just so tourist Americanized.
Yeah.
And, you know, we watched one of the Packers game at Hooters.
They have of course, Aruba,
so
Aruba Hooters.
There's no Hooters left in Wisconsin. So he's like, no, we got to go. But in general, you know, and I that is not the kind of vacation. If we're going to go somewhere, I want to experience things. And that's largely how he is, too, is like finding the local dive bar or the local restaurant that is not just catered to tourists, but is where people who actually live there eat. There's, you know, balancing relaxation with adventure. And also, I think the main thing is someone who, because not shockingly, I like to meet other people while we're on vacation and have conversations. And so does he. So I would say in general, I knew that already, but it was a reminder of pick someone that can not only spend 2 weeks straight with, but also travel well with.
Yes.
Where it doesn't become more stressful because of that person.
Yes.
Number two kind of correlates with that. Make conversations with the people next to you because you never know who is going to be a new friend. Two different instances of that. We had this 1-8-course prefix dinner thing, and it was a smaller group, but I'm talking to people next to me, Mike's talking to people next to him, and turns out one of the women who was in this, it was a couple and her, she is a traveling professional piano bar performer.
Wow.
So we saw her perform at the Sopranos Bar and Grill, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's in the touristy part of Aruba. But not only that, she said, oh, you guys are from Milwaukee. Do you know Walker's Pint, which is a lesbian bar in Walker's Point? He goes, I love Betsy. She's going to be here December 20th to perform.
That's crazy.
And so she was wonderful. So like that connection was made. And then we ended up making friends who live in Tennessee, who they had overheard us talking about like Park City, Utah. And they're like, and they both had sweet Southern accents. And they said, you guys talking about Park City? Like, they lived there for 6 years. They ended up staying at the same Airbnb as us. And we spent like 3 nights with them going to like karaoke at a dive bar and playing games and stuff. And so like she's a flight attendant. And so now she's like, I'm going to look for layovers in Milwaukee. And so like now we have new friends.
That's wonderful.
Number three, iguana. Tastes like chicken.
I wasn't sure if you were kidding when you sent me that text.
Dead serious. We went to, this was in Curaçao. It's one of the oldest restaurants in Curaçao. It was founded in 1936. It is the current owner's father or grandfather started it. I forgot. But he was a delight. And one of the things they had on the menu was iguana. A lot of little bones. You got to be careful for the bones. Yeah. But otherwise, the taste of it, a lot like chicken. I think the next thing after that, as far as weird stuff that we tried, was goat. But I think I had goat before. It's a big Jamaican thing.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Lots of goats in general on both islands.
I bet. And iguanas.
And iguanas. Yeah, there, every time I saw an iguana after that, I'm like, I'm sorry about your friend.
You weren't squeamish about it at all? Did it look like chicken when it came on the plate?
Yeah, you know, it was like a little nugget of meat that had been marinated and cooked well. And yeah, it just, you know, it's funny because I think back to the conversation we had with Joel Clayfish as far as who has who can actually do the hunting and the gutting and the preparing of an animal. And for most of us who don't do those things, what shows up on your plate, you're like, all right, like this is what, I don't know the difference.
I can do this.
Yeah. And so, the iguana tastes like chicken for anyone who was wondering. And we'll start with end with four and then come back after the break to give you my other six. But roundabouts work. Roundabouts on Aruba specifically, I don't think we stopped at a single stoplight. And Curaçao, there was more, but predominantly roundabouts everywhere. Now, was there not incidents where you were like, who's going to go? And we're going to talk about this later in the week, that Milwaukee, obviously known for how bad reckless driving has been, but it's a national like phenomenon right now of how bad driving is across the country. Yeah. And I just kept thinking how much roundabouts could help out Milwaukee, because even if you get in an accident, the angles are just different, and so it's never going to be a T-bone collision. It's like a fender bender of who was merging, but you have to slow down. It was just, again, I'm sure there's going to be people who hate roundabouts and would fight me to the death on this take.
No question.
But I came back saying, these things work. We should invest in them.
It keeps things moving.
All right. So when we come back from our first break, I will have my other six things that I learned while I was on my 2-week honeymoon in Aruba and Curaçao. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. And I'm back, baby.
And I know you were seeing, you were learning it. Was there something that made you come back again? And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Cause we got him on the spot.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quince's. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 35. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 52. Cloudy tomorrow night. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 23. Turning much cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 20s to the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. That's right, I am back. I've been gone for a while. No, I did not get fired. The show is still here. I'm still kicking.
Yes.
But I am back. I have lots of energy. Very excited. But we are going over the 10 things I learned while on a two-week vacation. At the end of this hour, we're actually going to talk about what did I miss. So if you have things that you feel like I should know that happened while I was gone, shoot us a text, 844-967-2789, or call us at the bottom of the hour at 844-967-2789. But for now, number five.
Okay.
It was a reminder that slavery definitely shaped the world, because more so in Curaçao than in Aruba, but they were Dutch, so they're Dutch islands, Dutch colonies, that I was reading the history of them, and originally, I think not surprisingly, Spain was the first European country to quote-unquote find Aruba, but through wars or whatever, but for most of time, they've been Dutch colonies, and it was interesting because even before I left, when Judge Mosley was here, he had also, now probably 20-some years ago, went on his honeymoon in Aruba and Curaçao. And he said, you know, just be more careful in Curaçao.
Really?
And I think what I walked away from the both islands feeling is that there is a much more distinct culture in Curaçao. And it was interesting talking to one of our waitresses the last night that we were there. And she, white woman, so of Dutch or like descent, I would say, but grew up on the island. And she just said, you know, just like, there's a lot more slavery here than there was over there. And I think like the long lasting effects of poverty and diversity and how it shaped both the beautiful architecture of all these colorful buildings that are in Curaçao, and it doesn't feel like it had its own distinct culture that was created over time, versus it sounds like Aruba was a little bit more vacant up until it got developed into being so much
a tourist.
I mean, but there's also a lot of oil there, which was interesting. There was lots of refineries that we saw, but we're also super close to Venezuela.
True.
And so, so it was just, there was a museum in Curaçao that kind of talked about the slave trade and stuff. And so, you know, just a reminder that most of the West was a huge part of the history of the Caribbean and
populated by other people
and South America. Yes. All right. Number six, variety matters.
In what way?
Too much of one thing. It starts to lose its luster.
Yes.
The last night we were there, we had this, it was an Airbnb, but they also have a restaurant. They just start cooking for their guests at first. But then there were so many Airbnbs in the area that they started just opening up a little tiny restaurant. They only probably take 10 people a night, but it's just this couple and there's not even a menu. Make your reservation, like, well, what do you want to eat?
And we'll make it for you.
Yeah. I was like, what do you want to eat? What do you want? You want meat? You want fish? You want that? And so we were talking to the husband and we said that we're from Wisconsin and we put our little pin in the map that they have of all their different guests who've ate at their restaurant or stayed at their Airbnb, put a pin on the map from where they're from. And we said Milwaukee, and he knew Chicago. He didn't know Milwaukee, but he was saying how his daughter, when they went, just loved the snow.
Really?
Cause he's like, he's just like, you know, in the way that you think about how much, you just have the same thing and it's paradise, but the sun sets, because they're so close to the equator, the sun sets almost the same time every single day. It's beautiful every single... We were there in the, quote, rainy season, and it was...
Did you get any rain?
It rained, like, almost every day it rains for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And there was only one day out of 13 days that it just poured all day. And we, you know, I mean, it's a warm rain.
It's warm, yeah.
So if you want to go play in the rain, you can.
Yeah.
But even more than that, what I realized is because most of what we drank is light beer, because anything that's, you can get here, like any kind of craft beer that is imported over there, that's way too expensive. Like, sure. Fine, I'll just have the Balashi or all the local beer that gets made there. That's $3, $2. But we landed in we landed in Orlando on the way home, and I was like, I really want an IPA.
I want something nice and hoppy.
Different than this light beer. So it was just, you know, like, it's good to change things up, and too much of anything can get old. All right, we'll do one more, and then we'll finish this up after the bottom of the hour. But I finally learned how to play cribbage.
Excellent.
It took me actually having my phone die or not have any service for me to just sit down and pay attention and play a game with my husband instead of play games on my phone. But I learned, and I got pretty good at it. I think I'm about 50-50 right now as far as how many times I beat Mike versus how many times he beat me.
Ooh, that's got a sting
and
for
so
Mike.
I'm now on the hunt of other good card games to play one-on-one because I think I appreciated how much fun it was to play a game with him.
And as long as you're playing with someone who's even tempered.
Yes, which
know?
He is.
Yes.
Which
yeah.
He is. So I finally learned how to play cribbage.
Congratulations.
Still have to, we just played one-on-one. Are you a cribbage person?
I haven't played cribbage in many years. I used to play, and I only did one-on-one.
Okay. Because I guess you can play in partners, too. But now I'm like, oh, should I learn? Because I never learned euchre.
I've never learned
euchre
either.
That's like a huge Wisconsin thing, is the euchre. My dad's side of the family plays sheep's head. Still never learned that. Gin rummy. There's like, so it's now just opening up a world of
cards.
Of cards that I play that can help me put my phone down. Because I'm still not very good at that.
Sheep's head is tough.
I heard it's tough.
It's tough.
It's a lot of rules.
I had my first marriage, my former father-in-law tried to teach me. He was not a good teacher.
Oh.
He's one of those very, what did you do that for? I don't know, because I don't know this game. So, yeah, my sheep's head career was very short.
Very short. Yeah. All right. Well, I still got three more. This was taking longer than I thought it would. I've got three more of the 10 things I learned on my 2-week honeymoon. So stick with us. And then when we come back, we're also going to talk about why Americans just don't take vacations, even with the few vacation days that they get. So let us know. Do you have vacation days stored up for 2022? Are you planning on using them? 844-967-2789. Give us a text. Give us a call. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over.
The time for action is now.
Juicer, juicer.
Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor.
Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
What is dadication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am back from vacation, bronzed, relaxed, refreshed, ready to go.
Good.
Ready to go. And we're talking about the 10 things I reflected on and observed and learned while on such a long vacation. And we are up to number 8. Yeah. I think the right length of a single vacation is 10 days.
You were just a couple days over?
I think so, but I can't decide if it's the bell curve of, this is what I've thought of, the bell curve of any vacation, unless it's only a weekend, which is not a vacation, is it takes you like 2 to 3 days to acclimate, whether that acclimation is actual jet lag or just actually getting out of the routine of I have to get up, but I, you know, because I think the first couple days we were there. I slept until 11.
Good for you.
Just, and we, it's not like we were even going out that late, but it was just sleep, that I needed sleep. And then you get in the groove of just being on vacation and having it be long enough where you're just, we got so many days left. Oh my gosh. We still have
all this time.
All this time. And then by the last, like the end of the bell curve, you're like, you start thinking about what you need to do once you get back, and you start getting anxious about doing those things. And you're like, well, let's just get back and start.
I just want to be home now.
And so, so that bell curve could potentially 10 days, then 10 days feels too long, yada, yada. But for 13 days, I think both Mike and I were like, we probably could have done 10. But well, and maybe it changes how many countries you're trying to do and how many things you're trying to fit in. But overall, I came back saying probably 10 days is enough.
Well, and both of those islands are pretty small.
Yes.
So you're kind of limited, you know, once you've done everything there, you've kind of done everything there.
Yeah. And that was I forgot to say that part as far as picking the right person, because there was one day where we were like, we've had a lot of sun. Let's go see Black Panther.
Oh, you went to see a movie. Good for you.
One day we just were like, yeah, we probably don't need another day to just lay out and get baked.
And broiled.
So we also saw Black Panther.
How'd you like it?
I liked it. I think I liked it more than he liked it. He didn't. This was Mike's very genius comment about Black Panther. Because have you seen it yet?
I haven't.
So there, a plot point of it is that there is, which were, they were Marvel Universe characters, but these like sea people that live in the ocean that like adapted from Aztec tribes and went underwater as colonization came, but now they're like God Namor can like, he has like wings on his heels and all this stuff. And he said, he's like, I could have done without the fish people. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, you know, like in my Marvel movies, I want it to be, you know, based in reality. I was like, oh, okay.
What? That's absurd.
That was a step too far. Iron Man, Captain
no problem.
America,
yeah.
No problem.
Ant-Man, I mean, come on.
But Merpeople was a little, vibranium in general being a super resource. But yeah, so anyway, I digress. All right, number 9, The World Keeps Spinning Without You. Which I think is probably a reason why there's a lot of people who don't necessarily like taking vacation, because it's a reminder that you're not as needed as you think you are.
Oh, you are more needed than you may realize.
Maybe, but you know, it's just that reality that, you know, I think we all have these, whether we leave a job or get fired from a job or, you know, and it's this like sense of a self-importance of what we provide. And it's not that it's not true that when you decide to leave a place, but like you manage, like the place manages to go on without
yes.
you. And we're going to talk about that later this week, because I want to talk a little bit about all the layoffs happening in my old industry, which was tech.
Tech, yeah.
And kind of some of the, you know, because when I was a manager, I had to lay off some people. We went through company layoffs. And so I've lived through that. And it's one of those first reminders that, you know, your job doesn't always love you as much as they say they do.
That's for sure.
And so that's kind of a different topic. But I think in general, just the realization of, I checked in a couple days and the show kept going. Social media kept going to a certain extent. And it was like, all right, well, it's both a relief and also like, I'm not as neat as I thought I was.
Don't miss me. Don't miss me enough.
But then the final realization is also that even if that hurts your ego a little bit, take the vacation anyways.
You need it.
Because I took a selfie on the first day we got there, and then the last day, like one of the last days we were there. And the difference in just my eyes and how tired I looked, the tan helped. But like, just in general, I felt like I looked totally different. You know what I looked like? I looked like one of those pictures, if you've ever seen the side-by-side of someone who didn't drink for 30 days. And they look like a totally different person. And I was drinking, but like, it was like, it was a stark difference. And it was just a physical reminder of that we need to take breaks despite this workhorse mentality that we have in this country.
Stress is really bad for you.
That yes. And that was, we're so bad. I mean, on the one hand, Americans are we're one of the few countries that doesn't have any kind of policy when it comes to leave or paid vacation or anything, right? And so there is the way that our laws are not set up to incentive, like to be like, yes, this is a normal part of the world, or like of work-life balance. So we're, but we also like can't take the vacation that we have. So I would, this is a question for the audience. That wraps up my, this is my segue. This wraps up my 10 things that I learned while I was on vacation. And now we're talking about unused vacation days. Because for anyone listening right now, we would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789, on whether or not you have unused vacation days left in the last month of 2022.
Because you're running out of time.
Because you're running out of time. So if you have vacation days left, why haven't you taken vacation? So that's the question. Do you have vacation days left? And if so, why haven't you taken a vacation? If it's because you're taking them for the holidays, fine. But just in general, I think it's interesting to think of the reasons behind who is or isn't taking the vacation that is already not guaranteed to us. And so we have in America, we have no federal paid vacation, and we're one of the only handful of countries that don't have paid annual leave. And I was looking at this when I was reading about it, and truly of the 38 or 36 countries that are in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which is like a intergovernmental organization, 38 members. We're the only one without a paid annual leave policy.
Isn't that that's just remarkable.
And so it's, if I look at this, if it'll let me open it, and they have all the countries that you think would have. In France, 30 days paid vacation.
A month. You get a month.
You get a full month. UK, 28. And this is on top of there's actual holidays too, like federal holidays that are different from your vacation. And so the country with the most paid holidays is Austria and Portugal with 13, on top of their 25 and 22 paid vacation days.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so it looks like the Spain has 14 paid holidays, Catholic country. but yeah, so it's, so for almost all of these countries, Canada's the only one closest to us who has zero. That's not true. Well, we have paid holidays, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. But Canada has 10 paid vacation days and 9 paid holidays, as does Japan. Except Japan has 15 paid holidays. So yeah, and regardless, lesson of that being, U.S. policy is not worker-friendly when it comes to considering your work-life balance and encouraging you to take vacations. But the thing is, Americans aren't good at using the vacation that we do have. Do you still have vacation days that you haven't used?
I guess I'm not sure exactly how many we got.
Fair.
But in my previous incarnations, I always used my vacation.
You did?
Yes. Absolutely. And I think I just learned early on that, as you said, your job doesn't necessarily love you back as much as you love mm-hmm. your job. And yeah, so I made sure I took every single one.
Because 55% of employees said they don't use all of their paid time off in
that's
the U.S.
God, that's a tragedy.
That was 2018, so I don't know. It'd be interesting to see updated post the Great Resignation and kind of this renaissance it seemed like people had with their work life, if that number is still the same. But as of 2018, it was 55%. And these were some of the reasons they give. And so I would love to hear from you if these are any of the reasons why you feel like you can't or don't take a vacation. So one was they felt they couldn't adequately disconnect from work while on vacation.
That's an absurd excuse.
Well, but in this same article, there was conversations as far as the expectation that they still have to check their email while on vacation.
Oh, so it's like, why bother? I'm going to be bothered by work anyway.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Thought they wouldn't feel relaxed or connect with loved ones. Anticipated negative outcomes, such as feeling stressed or having financial burdens. And they feared falling behind in work and letting down their team and felt pressure from their coworkers to stay and work.
Wow.
So those were, in a series of different studies, kind of the summary of why people didn't take vacation. But the truth is, like, you physically, the health benefits of doing it are massive. So it's like people who take little to no time off of work have a variety of health-related issues. And like studies found that when employees did take an ample amount of time off, they had a much better work-life balance, and it led to improved personal relationships, increased job satisfaction, among other benefits.
And probably productivity, too. People produce more when they feel better, when they're rested, when they're right.
Totally. And so, but the one caveat that I was reading about this was, while, like, if it's going to be a stressful vacation, this goes back to my first thing that I learned. Traveling with a partner who is stressful maybe won't have the same outcome and health benefits that you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, poorly planned or stressful vacations apparently also eliminate the positive benefit of the time away. So it still has to be kind of, I guess, the right vacation. But I'm just interested for people who feel like they can't. And I was one of those people. I feel like
you couldn't go?
Well, in the last couple years, I haven't had a full-time employment. I've been freelancing, doing a variety of different things since 2017. And even in 2017, when I was still working in tech, I always worked at companies where there was unlimited vacation. So it was this is a big tech concept of the idea that as long as you get your work done,
it's cool.
It's cool. And that's been study after study after study that people, especially in tech, with so many of these companies that had or still have unlimited vacation days, people take even less vacation than the average company, where it's like, you use it or lose it.
Right.
And so I think in those, the two big trips I took while in that job, because we had an office in Amsterdam and I had a team there that I was managing. So I turned in 2 years in a row, I turned Europe trips partially as work. So I got paid for, like, I got sure. the flights got paid for, but then bounced around for like another week.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
So that was nice. That was a perk.
Yeah.
But yeah, we would love to hear from why you don't take your vacation days.
But to use the, you know, is work ever done? Is anyone's work ever really done unless you do things one piece at a time? You know what I mean? If you're making a table, you finish a table. If you're in tech, is your work ever really, there's always something to do.
There's always something to do.
Right?
And if you're in radio, there's always another show to do.
The next day.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands. Seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota Style 12 Grain, Multigrain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a low of 35. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 52. Cloudy tomorrow night. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 23. Turning much cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 20s to the low 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting
lots of... Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. So, what did I miss?
Nothing. Everything is exactly the same.
I had the thought of being gone for this long. What do you miss? And when you're in the business of news and commenting on the news, sometimes lighter topics, sometimes heavier topics, I was like, I don't know what I miss. So if you have ideas on what you think I should know, give us a text, 844-967-2789. But this is kind of my summary of what I think I missed. And then Jane and Brooke can fill me in on anything else. So the Packers were 1-1. Including last night's game, I guess they were 1-2. I think they only played twice while I was gone. And we only watched the one that we watched, we won. So that's, you know,
that was good.
We're still having a bad to mediocre season. A million think pieces were written on Elon Musk, apparently. And while he's trying to kill Twitter, Twitter almost died one night. And I was, you know, as surprised as everyone else to wake up on Monday. And it was still alive. But now apparently we all have to join like Post or Hive or Mastodon or any of these other things. And that sounds incredibly exhausting.
The whole Mastodon thing sounds really confusing.
Yeah. So Twitter is...
It's still there.
It's still there. I'm still posting to it.
Yep, and I'm still checking it. I'm still lurking on it, but it does. It will be interesting to see what happens.
Old habits die hard.
They do.
The World Cup started, and Qatar does not seem very chill.
No, and FIFA, that whole organization is in just their reputation is in tatters.
But we're going to talk about this tomorrow because obviously we're going to be on air during the USA game, which starts at 1. And so we'll get some updates as far as the score because I've watched both games so far. But it's one of those things. So I want to talk more about the World Cup and dive a little bit deeper into it tomorrow because it does feel like one of those things where it's almost like the Twitter thing where you know that you could like... take a moral stand on supporting it or not supporting it, but ultimately you end up just supporting it anyways, because I don't think, no matter how awful it sounds, I mean, it's one thing about the LGBT stuff, but the fact that like 6,500 migrants died and all of the things that went into building this and all of that, but it's still the most dominant world sporting event.
There is so much money.
There's so much money.
There's so much money.
The fact that there's so many people talking about how bad it is, and yet I'm still watching. You know,
the bars. There's bars downtown, east side of Milwaukee that are British bars that I'm sure that are going to be jammed.
Yeah, absolutely. Donald Trump announced. 2024. Apparently, it was a lackluster announcement that lacked energy. But sounds like everyone in the GOP wants DeSantis to run, but some people don't think that he has the cojones to do it. So So I picked up on that. The GOP is going to fix the country by going after Hunter Biden.
Yes, that's the answer. That's the answer.
That got that. This one isn't a joke. There were, in 2 weeks, at least two mass shootings that happened while I was gone. Something called FTX imploded.
Is that the crypto?
The crypto.
That's the cryptocurrency.
The guy with the hair that looks like mine when I wake up in the morning. Yeah, that one.
The little...
little afro. And then Tony Evers, Robin Voss, and Devin Lemieux spoke for the first time in 2 years.
Isn't that nice?
So what else did I miss?
Well, you missed the most recent Trump Nick Fuentes dinner.
Oh, I think I heard something about this. Okay.
That's still causing some ripples, apparently not among any Republicans.
Yeah.
But that is causing quite a few ripples. Lots of Fuentes stuff going out around on Twitter. It's really frightening to watch.
How terrifying this person
and
is.
The thing
is, he's only 25
He's 24
something?
Years old. Yeah, he's like 24 years old.
Does 24-year-old have that much influence and power that's not like Charlie D'Amelio?
Well, someone's got to be backing him.
But true.
Yeah, he wants a Catholic country, a solely
Catholic country.
He wants a Catholic country. Yes.
What are the evangelicals going to say about that?
I don't know.
Hmm.
But yeah, very specific. He wants Catholics in control of everything.
One thing my brother found out, because we were raised Catholic. He didn't realize that other churches, you don't have to kneel.
Is that's the plus?
No, we were at Thanksgiving with my dad's side of the family. We were at a Lutheran church, my aunt and uncle's Lutheran church. And literally we were, for one part of it, we were in the chapel. My brother was looking around I'm surprised he didn't light a fire when he walked in there because he hasn't been in a church in a while. But he looked around and goes, where are the pews? Or where are the kneeling
the
things?
The kneelers.
And my aunt said, well, we don't do that in Lutheran Mass. He was so upset. He's like, I spent all those years kneeling.
And I could have been somewhere where I didn't have to.
Downside of stand up, sit down, kneel, stand up, sit down, kneel.
Actually, that's how I became an entertainer. We were at Mass during one of those services. Let us kneel, let us stand, let us sit. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
It was not every Sunday. It was an occasional thing. And the church is packed and the priest says, let us kneel. And everybody kneels. Let us stand. Everybody stands. Let us sit. Everybody sits. And I'm like 4. And I say to my mother really loudly, why doesn't he make up his mind?
That's funny.
And the whole congregation burst out laughing. And I thought, I'm going to keep doing this.
I don't know what this was.
Ooh. But this was not the reaction I was expecting. So anyway, sorry for that little deep.
No, that's a great story.
And it made the local paper.
Oh.
It was hung up on our avocado fridge.
Avocado fridge?
Yeah.
That's like reminds me of the when you go to Kohler, when they started adding color to porcelain and all of the bright colors in like certain eras of appliances.
Oh, very specific.
Yeah.
Very time specific.
All right. Well, if there's anything else I miss that you think I should be aware of, shoot us a text, 844-967-2789, because I'm sure things happened. I feel like I heard less about stuff that was happening in Wisconsin.
More than nationally?
Like, I feel like, yeah, there was things that popped up as far as... I think the Senate race was called while I was gone, because that took a couple days to finally... I think it was like the day I left, it was finally getting settled. Doug LaFollette officially won.
Yes.
That happened while I was gone.
That did happen while you
Doug
were
LaFollette
gone.
Doug LaFollette in his sun hat.
I know.
Back in the Capitol, protecting the state seal.
Because somebody has to do it, Kristen.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's right.
That's true. And who else than the guy who's been there since 78?
Well, and at least doesn't want to take over the elections of the entire state.
That is the important part. So yeah, let us know what I missed. Call or text 844-967-2789. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, talk about Podcast Town. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thomas, we are engaged in a battle for our nation's very soul. Can you get us out of the mess we're in? Hamilton's new finance.
you are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAU.